I have to say it was very interesting for me because coming from Switzerland, and we always are called the water tower of Europe, well, we might not always be that high tower, I would say. It might be a bit smaller with the time, or timely or temporally not always as regular as we were known to be. And unwillingly, actually, because of drought and because of climate change. I think I've taken a lot of notes, and I know I'll go back to all the PowerPoints myself and look what I can extract for my colleagues in the ministry, because I think there's a lot of material and also a lot of publications, and I might come back to some of you to ask some questions, some refinement, or send some of my colleagues to you because of the knowledge that is in this room. And this is why we have that type of workshop, to get to know what the others are doing. They are more advanced, and certainly I would say a lot of the new parties in this room have far more information and experience, best practices on droughts, than we actually have in Europe. I think also it's very important that we keep being aware of what is going on in other ministries, what are the documents that are coming out, looking a bit on which resolutions are going to be worked at in the different conference of the parties of the different conventions, to be aware of what's going on elsewhere, and also be aware of the new publications that are coming out, and see how much you can influence also the work of your colleagues. And that is, don't wait until you are asked to cooperate with them. Go forward, be proactive, propose your services to the others. One other thing I'd like to do, and we were discussing that between some of the chairs of the sessions, was to come up with a multiple focal points list, so that you know in your country who is the focal point for this convention, the convention on wetlands, the one that's the CBD, UNF, CCD, and so forth. So you actually know who to contact. You have an address, telephones, emails that you can contact. But especially also, we would like to have a kind of a small summary, bullet points, messages from this meeting that you can use, and we are going to try to do it rather quickly so that you can use it maybe as a report that you can spread in your network, but in also those other networks that you might not have been contacting up to now. So to show the work that is also being done here and how your work refers to the work of other parties or other instrument, I think this is something which is very important. And I think what is also could be used, you will get the list of participants. If you see anything you think would be of importance on this topic, something you'd like us to know, that you'd like to share, I would recommend either to send it to the whole list or to share it with the secretariat so that they could actually send it back to all of us, because I think this is going to be a rising theme, and this is where we need to stay connected beyond this this workshop. So I really encourage you to come back to us, to tell us what you are doing, and I will say for us, this is the last workshop, this is our last joint venture on a global workshop. So we're calling for new blood to come in and take the challenge. We can tell you we have an excellent secretariat. We hope Jos is going to stay on board, and I'd like to thank you very much. He's been backing us up for a long time, in addition to Fleur. Yeah, and Fleur as well. So we have a big team. On my side, I was just by myself, unfortunately, but I was very happy to have a very big Dutch team and also a very big team on the side of the secretariat. First, actually, Sonia was our climate the climate champion. And then as she became the secretary general, we got Hannah and also some others that are in the team here in the room around. But Hannah is the head for climate now. And so I'd like to thank them very much. So think, if you're interested in driving some of the global climate and water workshops, please come there. And that will be also, I guess, the task force as well, which is tomorrow, where we'll discuss maybe a bit more what do we want to see in the work program. So I saw nobody actually listened to me. Oh, there's no post-it anywhere. I see nothing. Well, you still have those that are staying up to, you still have, you know, after this hour, you can, the post-it are just around the corner, so you can still put what you want, or otherwise write to us if you have some ideas. But thank you very much for all the work that you have presented. There's a lot of work behind those presentations. It's been an enlightenment for me, very interesting. And again, well, thank you to everyone here in the Secretariat. Sonia, please.